off. Is it on? Yeah, now it's on. The readings tonight leave us with a few questions. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For he who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and so forth. Betty, I'll bet any one of us would say, well, that hasn't happened to me. I ask, but I don't get an answer. I don't hear God responding to me. I don't hear anything from God. I keep praying and praying and nothing happens. Well, the readings give us a little hint. First, there's that first reading, Abraham begging God not to punish the people of Sodom if there's only a handful of good people there. And, of course, God acquiesces. And because of Abraham's persistence, he keeps begging and begging and begging and begging, going down. He's kind of bold about that with God. And persistence counts, because God, in the end, did spare the people. And then in that gospel, we hear the man upstairs, the door banged, and his friend was down there wanting some bread. And he said, no, I'm in bed. Go away. But he kept banging on the door, and Jesus said, if he doesn't do it because of friendship, he'll do it if you keep banging on the door. You can't sleep anyway. So we hear in both cases the idea of persistence and a boldness. And that can be a part of our prayer as well, persistence and boldness. The idea that we don't give up on God. God will never give up on us, but we don't give up on God either. We keep persisting in prayer. How many of us have had things we pray for year after year after year? Just keep praying for the same thing. Nothing happens, it seems. I think the thing is, in my experience, I feel the same way. You know, I kind of hesitate to ask God to heal my hip. I'm afraid it's not going to happen. But then I realized over these months that God has answered my prayer, because I'm able to cope with it without giving up or without becoming discouraged and disheartened. I keep getting up and moving again. And so far, God has helped me through that. And so I think God has answered my prayer, maybe not the way I expected. And maybe that's true for you as well. I think the thing is, in many ways, God's answer isn't always known right now. But I think also it takes wisdom and years to see it, to see the answer. We grow older, we look back on our lives and we say, yes, God was there. I see it now. I see where God touched my life now and over and here. We see it, but it comes with wisdom and age. We can't see it at the time because we're so absorbed in life and in ourselves and in our responsibilities. We can't stop and sit back and look at it. But when we get older, when we retire, when we have more time, whatever, when our kids are gone, so forth, we then have some time for quiet and reflection, and we can look back and see, oh yeah, there God was, there that happened. Things were good, things happened in a good way. We don't really know, we don't really see how it might have happened the way we expected it to happen, but it did happen, and as I say, that takes wisdom and age to figure that out. So, here we are tonight being told that two things that are important in prayer, persistence and boldness. Persistence and boldness. St. Paul tells somewhere in Scripture, tells us that we don't ask nearly enough of God. He has so much more to give us if we only ask. There again, God knows who we are. He knows what our life is, and he knows what's best for us. So as we pray, God will give us what's best for us. But it may take a while to see it. It may take a while to experience it. But God will never give up on us. And he says to us today, don't give up on me. Keep persisting and keep being bold like Abraham was. And you will experience my presence.